And so we're going to tackle and go the wall tent, dome tent, hammock camping genres there. I think that that covers quite a large gamut of people who choose to go out either private or public land to right. enjoy the outdoors.
Yep. Some people even camp in ice fishing shanties.
Yes.
All right. So let's
That would not be discussed in this segment.
No. I don't think we want to cover that just because we don't really know much about that. But we do know about the pros and cons to things like wall tents, dome tents, and hammocks. And when we say wall tents, we mean the big canvas tents. And then dome tents are the smaller, like, I don't want to call them pop-up tents, but they're kind of pop-up tents.
That's what they are.
Yeah. And then obviously most people know what a hammock is. And if you've never heard of hammock camping, you should go look at it because it's neat.
Just go to YouTube and type in hammock camping, and you will have a whole weekend full of videos to browse through. So a wall tent we have currently. We have an Ozark Trail 10 foot wide by 12 foot long Ozark Trail wall tent. We are looking at the opportunity to purchase a white duck tent that would not be for weekend transportation tent. That would be a permanent structure, semi-permanent, on land in which we would purchase. But we've camped out of the Ozark Trail wall tent $500, something like that, at Walmart.com when we purchased it last year. And we've camped out of it many times. It is 100 pounds is how heavy the tent is. But that is one of the downsides.
But it has wheels.
It has wheels
on the
caddy.
On the caddy thing. So there's that.
That's one of the down parts to it is that it is heavy. It's not something you're going to just wing around. There is a strategic operation of maneuvering it.
It's not a backpacking tent.
No, not at all.
So one of the pros I like about it is that it's spacious. And I like that you can move around. It's like 8 feet tall or something.
At the peak. The walls are 4 foot high, and then it peaks up to 8.
Right. And that, so I grew up camping in dome tents, and once you get to a certain point, you're like, I can't even stand up in this thing. The wall tent, you can. And then also,
you have 120 square feet of floor space.
Yes. And also, there's floor space, but then I like it because if it's raining, you have room in that tent.
Right. Something. You're not crouched in there. And I've spent a few hours in a dome tent during a rainstorm, and it's not pleasant to lay there or set up, and you can't stand up or anything. But yeah, there's been times when we've went camping at public sites and the rain has come. So we've just moved the table, our Coleman portable table and our Cabela's rocking chair and lawn chair inside, and created a dining experience inside of the tent because we have that extra space outside. You know, we have
the dining experience.
We have queen size air mattress, and then you have another 5 foot of space in front of that you can really utilize.
Right. So yeah. So that's the pro is all the space. And then also, I think that it's fairly easy to set up compared to maybe what it looks like. I think that it looks harder to set up than what it is.
Right. It's got half inch tubing. You got to be careful because the tubing will bend, and we have experienced that, had to have connections replaced. But you just match the red with the red and the yellow with the yellow and the white with the white and put the top on and put the canvas on and then put the legs on and you're good to go. Very easy to do. Now, your dome tents, we'll talk about that in a minute, but you slide like basically two tent stakes or two tent rods in it and you're done. This will take the wall tent 25 minutes, two people.
Don't forget the dome tent. You have to put the fly.
Yeah, the rain fly up.
So that takes like 4 more minutes.
Right. Okay. So on the wall tent, on any wall tent, and wall tents, what we're looking at is 4 foot walls with the arch or the A-frame, not the A-frame, the rafter area. There are different types of wall tents that we've seen at campsites that it looks like a little house that they pop up much, much quicker. So there's different, I mean, a wall tent is, you know, a small cabin. There are wall tents that are 5 or 6 foot tall, and they have multiple compartments or multiple rooms in it. And they're 12 or 15 feet long, and they fit very comfortably in more of a dome tent make and model type of situation.
Right.
You don't like the current wall tent because it is too cold in it.
Yeah, so again, I grew up dome tent camping, regular tent camping, whatever. Uh-huh. And even when it was chilly, you had your body heat because it was a smaller space.
Did you have sleeping bags or did you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we just were feral and just slept on on the floor.
I didn't know if you like just brought blankets or if you actually had
sleeping bags. No, we had sleeping bags.
Okay.
I mean, that is kind of a valid question.
Yes.
Yeah. But we had sleeping bags, but still, you still stayed warm.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, though, if it is warm out, then it can get hot, even if you have the window things open or whatever.
The ventilation.
Especially during like the peak hours of the day. The wall tent, during the peak hours of the day, even if it's sunny and you have the windows open, there's usually a nice breeze.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the wall tents, most wall tents come with a pre-installed stove jack in which you can utilize either a large stove or a small backpacking stove in it to radiate heat in it.
Right, absolutely. And I haven't experienced that, but I hope to, and I hope that it does feel warm and not too warm.
Well, right. But here's the thing. I think if you survey 100 campers in the winter, would you rather to be a little too cold or too hot? Too hot, I think, is the answer, because you can ventilate the heat out. You can't ventilate the heat in. If it's cold, it's just cold. If it's hot, you can open a window, you can open the door. And like we've watched YouTube channel Jay in the Woods. He's gotten that tent like 90 some odd degrees because of the stove he has in there and had to ventilate the heat out. Easy problem to have rather than trying to get the 0 degrees up to comfortable temperature.
Right. So let's talk about
The dome tents.
So the pro is that it is lightweight. It is small enough where you can put...
Backpack.
Yeah, you can backpack with it. And also you can kind of find a spot if you find like a smaller campsite, or you want to put multiple ones on a campsite. I know some campsites have restrictions, like only 2 tents can be on there. But if you want 2 tents, you can easily put 2 tents.
And that's a limitation that the wall tent, any size wall tent you have, is the space in which the campsite on the state parks or local recreational parks campsites may only have a certain area. And there was a hip camp that I went to that there was no way the 10x12 Ozark wall tent was going to fit. And I had the dome tent, the Ozark Trail dome tent. I don't know. It's a 4-person. And it fit in that spot.
I do want to heed caution. If you've never purchased a tent and you go along and maybe you're at a big box store or wherever, or at a small store, and it says this fits for, it says like 4-man tent. That is not, I mean, yes, you can essentially fit 4 people in that tent laying down and not moving around.
Right.
But you want to keep in mind that it's more like divided by 2.
Right. 4 if you're going to be packed in there very, very tightly. 2, it's still going to be a little uncomfortable, but you're going to have space to kind of move your elbows. 5, you're not going to have any space when you have 4 people in there.
No, it would literally just be for like lay down and go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't get up, go to the bathroom, just hold it. Type of thing. So the space is the limitations of the lightness is very minimal. The space then at the campsite, it gives you a lot of space to the campsite. It's cost effective. You can get an Ozark Trail, which is a Walmart brand for those who are not familiar. I got mine for $40. We got ours, the 4-person tent for $40. Because the 3-person was $30, and I figure, what's another $10 when you get a little more space?
Yeah.
But the wall tent was $599, was it? Or was it $499?
I think it was $499.
$499. And now when we talk about the white duck tent that we are looking at to put on property in which we are purchasing, the one that we are looking at, you're looking at wall tents, and you're looking between $3,000 and $8,000 for a white duck wall tent, which is the top of the line, not the Cadillac of tents, but the most durable top of the line. They thought of everything, and they're not a sponsor or anything. But when you see repetitively people from all over the world saying this is the best of the best, you have to start believing that that is the best of the best based on what they're showing you and how that tent is manufactured. So if you're going to live in one or enjoy your time in one, you would want to have one. And these are like 400-pound tents. So you're not going to take this to a campsite every week and pop it up.
Right. So let's talk about hammocks.
Hammocks. Mm-hmm. Now, hammocks can be as simple as between two trees, or you can actually have like a hammock tent where the tent there's a canopy over top of where you're laying. There's many different configurations and types of hammocks, but the simplest form is you unroll it out of your little pocket and you find two trees to tie it to. Simple, lightweight, really nice to use. If the conditions and the situation that you're in is favorable to that particular means of camping.
Right. So when thinking about that, you might have to think about, okay, am I going to find a campsite or a camping spot that will have two trees at the proper length? And obviously, you know, there's different ties you can get to make the length longer, but you still have to find two trees that line up with each other that are going to support that hammock. And then I think the one pro is that it is easy. It's easy to take with you. If you enjoy sleeping in it, it's going to be convenient in a way.
Well, we watched a YouTube channel, Never Lost Outdoors, and he motorcycled to a campsite, and then the trees weren't particularly
strong.
Well, spaced correctly.
Oh, yeah.
By nature. So he had ratchet straps, and he fell out of it once, and it was he made it work, but there is some things in which you're just not going to go to a campsite, throw it up, and go, I'm done. Let's enjoy camping.
I've always thought about it like this, too. If you have a tent and you have a cot or whatever, and you just want to lay down and relax for a little bit, you can do that. Yes, you can relax in a hammock, but a lot of times people have to bring an additional chair.
Right. And a hammock, based on the time of year, you need a chill pad, a sleeping bag. You may need a tarp over top of it to shed off dew or potential rain or snow or whatever it is. So it is wonderful in this correct time of year for a few days type of thing. You know, it's summer, it's 78 degrees at night, no dew.
It's a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
I feel like even though a tent might not be the most safest thing compared to a house with a locked door, a tent does give you a sense of security. False in some senses. But a hammock, you're very exposed.
Right. Even with the roof on it, because you're still you're in a gazebo.
Nothing, yeah, you have nothing below
right.
you. Yeah, so it's something to think about as well.
And they all have their goods and bads here.
Right, and with the hammock, you also have to keep in mind, like Joe had mentioned, that one guy fell out of it, and that's another thing. If you are the type of person that maybe when you get up in the morning you're not the most alert, you could fall out of your hammock.
And if there is an emergency or something is invading into the campsite, you need to know if you can get out and up and defend or respond to whatever that situation is without getting all tangled up.
Right. So if you've never hammock camped, I would consider
do it in the backyard first.
Yeah, do it in the backyard or go to a well busy popular site.
Do it with other people who know how to hammock camp. It's just the same scenario back home. There's a neighboring farm, and the oldest one of the sons is now up in age, but he rode motorcycles all over the country. And whenever he rode with a group of people, he would ride in the back. If there was six or eight, he would be the last one to see how everybody operated their vehicles before he drove and rode in the midst of them.
That makes sense.
So the hammock, you know, see how everybody else does it, you know, ask around on your farm.